This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Push the
Daisy Thomas,
Daisy. Good morning.
Well, we've had a lovely chat off air around some of the allegations that have been levelled via Andrew Wilkie in Parliament overnight.
If these big stories continue to break on a Wednesday, I might just forfeit my spot. I woke up at 7 o'clock, went for a walk, looked at the phone, and went,
"Oh no, boy, yucky." This is an ugly one for lots of reasons. The suggestion that there's been some involvement of the AFL as well.
Off the books, I think,
three-way phone call where we don't entirely know the details between Gillon McLachlan, Goyder and Bartlett, that apparently has had heavy notes taken around it, is an interesting one.
Yes.
I'm reluctant to discuss Bartlett because he's been quite litigious over the years, particularly within the media space. But there's something going on here because that they settled with the doctor in 2020 who's been there for 8 years. In the October of 2020, he leaves, and then in the April of 2021, Bartlett leaves. Now, I'm not suggesting there's any collusion that's gone on here or anything untoward. Just timing can be an interesting thing, Daisy.
Yes, timing is everything, as we know that. Look, I wonder, and I don't know the law to the letter of it, is there some sort of breach of privacy here, confidentiality, the doctors, or is it because it's a generalisation that there's no ramifications? We know, obviously, the comments made in Parliament fall under a different banner because apparently you can say whatever you want in there.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
And that's why they've gone through that route, because they have the freedom and the protection to say pretty much whatever they want.
Yeah, but from a player's point of view, I think, you know, the drug testing that's done by the AFL Dorovich pathology is the medical model that Damien Barrett spoke about on the show earlier. That's the players putting their hands up. Where I think we're one of the only codes in the world that actually allow that as part of the AFL and put their hand up for it.
So that's not commonplace through all sport to be illicit drug tested.
And with this sort of stuff coming out now, you know, the two-strike policy, three-strike policy that we've seen, only one player, I think it is, get through because he was caught in a car and then it became a police matter. This is, it's all about meant to be rehabilitation, information, and helping people who may be falling through the cracks or going down a bad path, whether it be mental illness, you know, making poor decisions, whatever it is around that.
You might be in Clubland, Daisy, and you might be thinking, oh, geez, I reckon Phil, we're seeing some behaviour out of Phil. I think we should test him and see if he's using illicit substances.
Well, effectively, I think it would have been more if a player got a one strike because then the club's notified.
Right. And so then he's on the radar.
And then you're on the radar. So, you know, and not saying that the club, what they did in Melbourne, is the right thing to do in taking players out and faking hamstrings. That becomes a whole different battle. But
sure does.
The player's policy, that is the strike policy, is agreed to and seen out by the players.
I'm surprised. I didn't know that was the case.
And when this stuff, you know, comes out every time, when players get named and shamed and or whatever it is, I think it gets to the place now when probably the AFL and the players go, why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this? Well, no one else does it.
No one else is doing it. And all it's causing at the minute is
people to be hung out to dry.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know that WADA only tested for illicit substances on game day.
Yeah.
So outside of game day, they're more interested in performance-enhancing steroids or all of that sort of school of stuff.
Yep.
So they're not testing you through the week for illicit substances.
No, so they come in and they're performance-enhancing. It's only on game day if the illicit substance is found in your system that you do get the ramifications, like a Joel Smith.
So Joel Smith, theoretically, could have known he was in trouble, could have gone to the club and said, I'm a bit worried about how I'll go today if I am tested. Could you test me? And then they say to him, mate, have a hamstring today. You've come up.
See, I think that's the simplistic view. I think if a player went to the club and said, hey, I'm at risk of being tested today, they generally go, what is going on? Like, you're not just having a rest this week, mate. You need to have need to go and, you know,
even as a player, you know there's protection there, but you don't really want to pull that lever because you also know there are big repercussions.
And sort of reading through this, that's what sort of becomes hard to fathom is to how players are being genuinely pulled out by the football club and then missing 1 week and then playing the next, it seems. In my time, I wouldn't have known of any player who's gone to a club themselves, whether it be Collingwood or
and
Carlton,
put their hand
and
up.
Said, hey, I can't play this week because I'm at risk of being tested on game day.
And I'm not suggesting that's what Isaac could have done or any of those kind of things. I'm just saying that hypothetically, what I'm realising now chatting with you is it's much more difficult for players, even though they've agreed to this illicit testing, to actually put their hand up and go to the club and say, I'm worried. Unless, I suppose, it's a mental health thing where you're going and saying, I'm worried about myself.
Yeah, and there's so much more for this to obviously play out. This is the first we've sort of heard of it, and we're dealing with some sort of speculation as well. So I think Damo said there's going to be a statement from the football club and the AFL sometime today. We'll probably cover that off on the midweek rub.
Nice.
But until then, it's sort of, speculation. I can only comment on, you know, what I saw throughout the policy and my time in the footy.
We're just going to talk footy. I guess the big story now is Peters. He's been given a 4-week suspension. Is anyone appealing, William?
Peter Wright, no, he just accepted blame last night.
He put his hand up and said, for the good of the sport going forward, I'm happy to and willing to accept 3-week suspension, which I think a lot of the people in the media landscape were expecting him to go and challenge and try and get completely off, whereas now, if you make contact with the head at any stage, you are in a lot of trouble. They don't care if it's a split-second decision. They don't care anymore if it's a footballing action. You make contact with the head and you're in the contest, the ramifications will be weeks on the sideline.
If you leave the ground, and unfortunately with slow motion, you can see that for a split second he took his eye off the footy. They're too big no-nos.
And the game's going to now, people reporting on it, like myself or anyone else, you can't query or question anybody who now pulls out of a contest. If Peter Wright had to just stop there and didn't compete, we have lost the right now to say, no, that's not good enough. He needs to be harder in the contest because
you're punished for being hard in the contest.
And you're going to cost your side, you know, 3 games without their leading goal kicker.
Yeah, I know. It's awful, isn't it? And then you get all that stuff from the sidelines of like, it was his turn to go and he didn't go.
And that's going to be the evolution. But whether or not that makes the game a better product, I would say no.
Well, it's heading into netball territory.
Have you seen some of the netball? You know, the
they
super
bash
netball?
Each other.
Big they hits, have a go.
Contact, 3 feet.
Don't worry about that. Intimidation. So it's just where we're at.
Do you think his concession to the tribunal, that putting himself at fault and accepting blame, should have resulted in a reduced sentence? Because it did nothing for his sentence.
Yeah. No, but it's a great idea to try and reverse engineer an outcome and go, look, I'll put my hand up, I'll take 3.
Yeah.
Go, well, hang on, we're going
to
tell you what
he needed to go to the Druin High School of mentality of deny to die.
Yeah, absolutely.
That wasn't even me.
It wasn't me. I wasn't even
I'm not sure who that guy is.
I was on the gear. I'm not speaking on anyone's behalf. I'm just having a bit of fun.
I might just see myself out.
In the area of comedy, Daisy. So that's that. You're right. All the things you've said are right. It'll be interesting to see where...
Well, it is going to change the way players go about it.
Well, I don't understand how in a 360-degree game, if a dude's coming in from the side, what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I mean...
The contact aspect that you grow up knowing that's going to come, is now going to turn into blokes sort of reaching around and trying to swat the ball away.
Instead of bracing and keeping
Instead of there being a collision, they'll be trying to find different ways to halve the contest without hitting body for fear of being suspended. 3 weeks is a long time.
Oh, it is. As you say, if he's a top goal scorer, I mean, that's a big loss for the team. But I do like the idea of putting your hand up, going in early and trying to lay down and, lay down some turns.
No. I remember I got suspended for clocking Clinton Jones and
he deserved it.
And
let's
our defence was I was trying to hit the ball and I couldn't see where the ball was and I was trying to hit something in that direction. Whether it was the ball or
did you hit?
I think I got 2 weeks.
That seems now what do you reckon you'd get for that?
At least a month and a bit.
Really?
Yeah. Well, think of historically the hits that were Vince absolutely mixed me one day and said that he didn't get me high. He clearly left the ground, got me straight up the middle, and I was fine. I got up because I'm tough as all get out.
Yeah, you are.
And he didn't get anything. Didn't even get sighted in there.
Are you joking?
He would have got...
You must see Bernie a bit these days.
Yeah, we laugh about it.
Do you have a chuckle about it?
Yeah, we do.
That which player's code.
Well, and, you know, at the time I was fine. I got sort of the delayed concussion symptoms a few days later. But, the game is evolving, and as we've seen, any contact to the head now, you're probably looking at 3 to 8 weeks immediately.
And it's a bit of a reaction to the Braden Maynard decision last year because the AFL said we're now coming down harder.
Correct. And this one was sort of slightly out of that bracket. You know, we saw an incident with Tom Lynch last year on Alex Keith who got off, which was a similar thing and argued it was a footballing action, had no time to think. You know, Brace didn't mean to make contact but did. That's now gone. That's out the window. Every player now, all the clubs will be across it. and they'll be trying to figure out ways to do it, which won't look tough and hard as our sport's been known and loved for. Mm. It'll now be good luck, sort of try your best.
Players will catch up with it. They always
do. They will,
do.
Yes.
They always do, and they're well coached. Mate, let's have a look. Brisbane Collingwood tomorrow night, 7:30.
I hate when you dread footy.
Yeah.
I'm dreading this.
Collingwood going up
Pies
there, none in a row.
That's why you're dreading it.
Yeah. But the big news this morning, breaking news this morning out at Brisbane, Tom Duday, who was set to play his first game for the club, he was
Zippity
effectively
Duday.
Named, coming back from an ACL, has now re-torn that same ACL.
Oh, okay. You could have told me that before I did the Zippity Duday.
Before you started rolling the material out. Didn't seem to stop you with the drug stuff. No, look, and all
awful.
The best in. That's horrible.
Horrible.
We hate seeing players out of the game, especially players who seem to just have this bad luck.
You know, has he done that at training, William?
Yeah, innocuous incident.
No.
It's always innocuous.
Yeah, but Brisbane, you know, at home, a lot of pressure. No, I don't. I think the Pies have got one decent swing in them before they have the Hawks next week and their bye, I think it is. Or is that after Gather Round? No, that'll be Gather Round.
It feels like Collingwood have been getting worse as the season's gone on, which is so strange.
Yeah, but they've been poor, I grant you that, but they've played Sydney and GWS, who at the minute are the genuine benchmarks.
Yeah.
So you only have to be a little bit off. They've lost by 5 goals. I give the Pies a red hot chance tomorrow night, and I think they can cause a boil over. It's almost season on the line stuff.
It is.
Oh, it is. Zipping four versus potentially zipping three for the Lions.
Well,
it's
zipping four
back.
And then you win one of every other, I mean, you're in trouble.
Yeah. To make top four, you can only lose about 7.
Mm. I didn't bring my abacus, so I'm going to take it.
I'm just staring at William, you know, thinking, how are you going with the maths over there, mate?
She's got her shoes off, so I'm confused. Ran out of fingers.
Well, let's not go through them all. Let's look at the interesting ones. Bombers St Kilda should be a belter.
Yeah, Saints obviously very good last week. The Bombers still not sure where they're at. They've got the hard edge, though, now.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've got the Essendon edge.
The Essendon edge.
Which I like, too, by the way.
Well, who was the player that didn't like it? Someone spoke out about
Tommy
it.
Tommy Papley was pretty
He didn't like it.
No.
About 8 different interviews.
Yeah, he was happy to just go at any chance. North Melbourne Carlton, I know you'll be there.
Good Friday, mate.
Good Friday.
My seat's
waiting
for me.
You get yourself a rare day off. You're going to go along to Marvel Stadium at 4:20 and you're going to go and support your club. You're going to make a nice donation to the Good Friday Appeal.
Yeah.
You're taking a flag, aren't you?
I'll do all of that.
Yeah.
I'm tossing up whether to go. I should bloody
you should
go.
You
going, Nick? Yeah, Nick's
what
going.
What about
go. Where are you going?
No. Well, we could go together.
Well, what about you?
I'm not going, but I want to renege on your invite just in case.
We could go together.
No, but you don't get to sit where I sit.
Yes. Oh.
So if I go with you, I have to sit down with people, and you know I'm not good with that. Daisy, before you go, we'll cover all of this stuff off Max time. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mate, you're having a fist
Max.
Fight.
I know.
He'll be wrapped the car.
Max might do a hamstring for tomorrow.
Oh, no.
That's nearly your 3 strikes and you're done.
You're having a fist fight with Swan.
A boxing match, yes.
A boxing match with Dane Swan.
Yes.
Where is it?
It's in Adelaide. So it's called The Gathering. There's 4 fights between ex-footballers, Corey McKernan.
Yeah.
Curry.
Who's he fighting?
He's fighting Anthony Rocker. So they're the big heavyweights.
Oh my
gosh. Worried about that one.
Well, that should be interesting. Kane Pettifer and Mad Mitch Robinson.
Yeah. Oh, Mitch Robinson. He seems like a goer.
Yes. myself and Dane, and then Kane Corns and Nathan Brown.
Oh my God.
In and around that, there's actual professional fighters who are.
Is Nathan Brown fit? Because Kane Corns is fit.
He is fit. Kane, but Brownie's been training his backside off.
Kane
He's got
Corns.
The most to lose out of everyone, Brownie.
Yeah, because if you get beaten by Kane Corns, that's a disaster.
Kane
it's
Corns
like being
is...
beaten by
and
Caro.
He could be sneaky good, Kane.
But he's running.
He looks nimble.
Running fit.
He is running fit.
He'll be sneaky
like a
good.
Yes.
So how are you
looks
feeling?
Like your little Italian greyhound.
Yeah, he's noni.
How are you feeling
I'm
about
feeling good.
Dane Swan?
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Any history there with you and Dane? Anything that could motivate you and make it personal?
No. Like everything, once we get in there, it'll be competitive.
Oh, first time you get whacked in the face.
Yeah, and that's what we've been saying. It's all fun and games till someone gets hit in the head.
Exactly.
So, it's going to be exciting. I did a...
You're training?
Training hard. I had a fight in December as part of the gym that I'm at. They did like a fight night. The one
How'd
you
go?
Up. Got the W, which is nice.
Nice.
But the exhilaration of getting ready, you know, introduced to the crowd, that's what I'm looking most forward to because that's what I miss from playing.
Preparation.
I've...
a walkout song?
I will have, yes.
Oh, it's still a secret.
You're still, yeah, what still are you, you're still going with Aqua?
Yeah.
Barbie girl.
So now the secret's out. Where to from here?
Sorry, mate, I should have said that. Can I get a bet on that? Can you tell me what your walk-on song is and I'll put five on?
No,
we're allowed to do that sort of stuff?
That would be illegal.
Mate, when is that?
Next Wednesday night. So,
oh, damn, we're on holidays.
Yes, but there'll be a lot of people over in Adelaide. There it is.
There we go.
Doesn't that just scream, I want to be hit?
Amazing.
So, yeah, over there, The Gathering, it's at Adelaide 36ers Arena. Tickets are still on sale. I think it's canefight.com is the official.
It'll be fun.
Canefight. He's the headline, isn't
he? He's the headline, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah. Nathan Brown's pumped because he'll go to Adelaide, Kane's hometown, but still won't get booed as much as Kane. Now, that's good gear. Thanks for having me. I've been Daisy Thomas. You've been all right.
8:59.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.